Hi, this is Claire Casey, and you're listening to Wake Up Gorgeous, Hour 7. Tease and tantalize in a way that will keep him riveted. Here's the truth. Men are visual, and they are brimming with hormones 24/7. And there are so many ways to engage, entice, excite, and arouse him. And you know what? Most of them don't even require that you say anything, because if you begin with the visuals, you'll rarely go wrong. But of course, don't stop with actual visuals. You can also get him to create incredibly steamy and seductive visuals in his own head. And of course, there are a lot more ways to keep his attention riveted on you. Try out a few of the tactics below and see if he doesn't come panting to your door every single day, desperately hoping for more. Beware. Before you begin, just know that using your teasing and tantalizing skills where more than one man can see can be a recipe for a nasty little bar fight, regardless of where you actually are, whether you're in a bar or not. Be gentle, girlfriend. Use teasing like you would an expensive fragrance. It should enhance your natural loveliness, not overpower everything in the room. You've been warned. Proceed. Here's the first one. Make him stare. Now, this doesn't mean you have to strip down to a thong and parade yourself in front of him, although he would probably dream about that for the rest of his life if you did. In fact, teasing is the art of showing a little and making him salivate just thinking about the rest. Dress to accentuate long, beautiful stretches of skin that aren't naturally associated with sex. Think sleeveless tops, short skirts, open or scooped collars. If you can figure out a way to wear thigh-high stockings, you will have him in a twist so tight he may not be able to carry on a sensible conversation, in which case you win. And don't forget, if you're wearing sexy lingerie, you'll feel seductive even if he never learns it's there. It will just be your secret sexy edge. Try a little glitter powder on your collarbone, shoulders, or cleavage. Would you believe they make body glitter in flavors? Yes, they do. And it's easy to find online or in a Sephora, an Ulta, or a cosmetic store near you. I happen to have two body glitter powders. One is cinnamon and the other is lemonade. And I use whichever one suits my mood. Brush up on your body moves too, from Beef Up Your Body Odds that we did earlier, and let him see you work them. Here's another one. Smell freaking fantastic. Start with smelling incredibly clean. And in fact, one of the sexiest scents to a man is a woman's clean hair. So be selective when buying your shampoo. Avoid the great bubblegum smelling stuff and beware of anything with an overly strong powder scent. Too much like a grandma. And you totally don't want him to think of his grandma. To get a man to notice your fresh, clean, just stepped out of the shower scent, lean in toward him to ask a question. If you have long hair, try leaning over his shoulder to point something out or borrow a pen and let it brush against him. Here are some of the scents that turn a man on. Clean hair, bath scents and oils, clean laundry. This can be your detergent or the smell of line-dried linens. Vanilla. Bake a cake in the house or use a little vanilla extract on the inside of your wrists. It works, really. Coconut oil. Think about the scent of hot, sexy beach bodies. And spicy florals. Just don't get too flowery. And here's a few alternative sexy scents that guys dig. Light cigar smoke. A tiny touch of masculine cologne. Actually, I said a tiny touch, but I use that on a regular basis. I love it. The smell of expensive whiskey. Rub some on your collarbone. Also evergreen or woodsy scents. Just no cedar, because that's for hamsters. Don't forget that your toothpaste and mouthwash have their own scents. I actually don't go the standard mint toothpaste route. I prefer cinnamon, but you'll be amazed at all the variety of flavors that brands like Tom's now offer. You have to go to a Whole Foods or a natural food store sometimes to find them or look online, but they're there. Okay, also, include sexy sounds in your conversation. And no, I'm not talking about Meg Ryan's hilarious deli scene in the movie When Harry Met Sally. Although this is related, because you do want to use conversation in a way that isn't just about conversation. You just want to be a little less orgasmic than Meg Ryan. I'm talking about sounds like, These are words that obviously aren't really words because they leave room for the imagination to kind of get sparking. And of course, they're sounds a woman makes when she's being kissed and stroked and pleasured, such that she's beyond articulate. And while they may be innocent, simple little sounds that every person in the world uses every day, when combined with your other teasing and tantalizing techniques, man, they crank up the heat. And the fewer words and the more sounds you can use, the higher the temperature rises. Here's another. Eat like you're making love. All right, you're moving into spicy territory now, and I do not mean the hot wings. Eating seductively is one of the oldest teasing tactics around, and don't start it if you're not serious, because it is a very short trip from the table to the bedroom, and in fact, you may not even make it to the bedroom. Take an ordinary old picnic to new sexy levels by packing, wait, by not packing the silverware. Now you'll have to eat with your fingers. Instead of silverware, pack, you guessed it, passion fruits, raw veggies, scrumptious yummy things to dip your food in. Be sure to eat slowly and playfully. Oh, a bit of honey on your finger. Lick it off while gazing at him with an impish little smile. Oops, a touch of whipped cream on his chin. Do you dare? Even a popsicle from the ice cream truck can be a tool for sending him into ecstatic shivers. Touch it to your lips and look at him. Rub it gently across your lips from one corner of your mouth to the other. Scrape the juice from your lips with your teeth. Slowly lick up and down the length of your popsicle before you put the whole thing in your mouth. Let it drip down your arm. And lick it off. Hold it above your mouth and let it drip in. Girl, if he doesn't swoop you up, pitch you into his convertible, and drive you immediately to the nearest secluded spot for a makeout session, let me know. And check out these seductive and erotic food ideas, too. Dip it, lick it, savor and delight in it. Let him feed it to you. Nibble everything. You'll be hungry for more. Much, much more. And I'm not talking about the food, sugar. Listen to these. Frosty, lush grapes served with a selection of fragrant, delicious cheeses. Whole, sweet, ripe figs, a rich selection of olives, and a handful of almonds. Crunchy red apple slices to dip in silky, sticky caramel. Seedless, ripe red and yellow cherries with warm and crusty vanilla scones. Sliced, hard-boiled eggs topped with caviar or black pepper. Warm, fragrant cinnamon rolls dripping with buttery frosting. Crisp bell pepper slices, carrots, and celery sticks with French onion dip. Juicy, warm-from-the-sun peaches served whole. Delicate slivers of ripe, fresh pear dipped in chocolate mousse. Steamed and chilled fresh asparagus with lemon slices. Grilled chicken fingers to dip in spicy barbecue sauce. A bowl of rich chilled raspberries. Cooked and chilled lobster or shrimp with cocktail sauce. Soft, delicious pita triangles with creamy hummus for dipping. Steamed, then chilled fresh asparagus spears, lightly drizzled with lemon juice. Cucumber fingers with cracked black pepper and sea salt. Crispy seeded crackers topped with fresh organic peanut butter and local honey. Strawberries and whipped cream. I'm looking back on that list and I think I put asparagus in there twice, and so you can tell what one of my favorites is. I think I have some in the fridge right now. All right, here's 10 more sexy teasing moves, and then we're going to get to your Wake Up Gorgeous sticky note. Now, some of these 10 moves require a bit more intimacy than others, so pick the ones that match the level your relationship has reached, or maybe pick one that's a little ahead of where your relationship has reached, and you'll be taking it to a whole new place. Number one, pass him a piece of his favorite candy from your mouth to his. Number two, wink at him from across a room. Three, hug him from behind, making sure your breasts press up against him. Four, send him a flirty text message. Five, whisper something to him. Six, get caught looking at him and giving him the complete checkout. 7. Shift into his personal space. 8. Mirror his moves. When he leans in, you lean in. 9. Oh, I love this one. Show off with a full-length cat stretch. And 10. Slowly, languidly touch and stroke your hair as you talk to him. Honestly, these are almost too easy. It's like giving treats to a puppy. They will eat until they're sick with it. Then they'll follow you anywhere and they'll cry piteously when you leave them. Poor little puppy. Kiss their sweet little faces and promise them you'll be back if they're good. That's too much fun, isn't it? Here's your Wake Up Gorgeous sticky note. And it says this. I look, smell, and sound delectable. He will want some of my treats.